Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
About 20 minutes away from hearing that interview between Demi Lovato and Jenna Owens.
Nice.
Two girls in workout gear just chatting away.
For 2 minutes.
For solid 2 minutes.
They told me I only had 3 minutes.
It's 2 minutes of gold.
I didn't get to ask everything. I did my best, okay? I did my best.
It was a compliment-filled interview.
Yeah.
From what Jenna's telling us.
Well, that's how it felt, you know, when you walk away from an interview and you're like, oh, I didn't ask about that. I didn't ask about that.
Yeah.
And I'm just, oh, I definitely complimented her a lot.
I usually find when you think it went really well, you listen back to it, you're gutted.
Right.
When you think it was terrible, you listen back and you're like, oh, it wasn't as bad as I thought.
Yeah.
It's always the opposite.
Yeah.
That's been my experience, except for that one time with Reese Witherspoon.
Reese Witherspoon.
That was just bad.
And what did you do the entire time?
Compliment.
I talked nonstop.
Yeah, about yourself.
About
you,
everything.
Your husband, your then husband.
Yeah.
She
had gotten married in Charleston, so I was like, oh, I'm from South Carolina. Blah, 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 blah. And Ryan Phillippe did martial arts. Oh, my husband. Blah, 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 blah.
She was nonstop.
I was sick for 2 weeks, physically stomach churning sick over it. But you just get talking. You just can't help yourself. You cannot stop.
Nervous energy, and you just,
tell yourself, I need to stop now, but you keep talking. It's awful.
You're just vomiting words. It's like,
awful.
I don't know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I know.
Does that make you crazy, though, Kelly?
Nah.
Makes me human, Al.
You're good. Hey, we do want you to give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE, Kid Nation.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And join us in this conversation to figure out if you're crazy or not. We've been doing this for years.
Yep.
So we can pinpoint crazy a mile away.
Yeah, we can.
Got a couple here from the text, the Total Wireless text line. Sometimes I poke myself in the eyes to get out of work.
Say what?
Because my boss thinks I have severe allergies. Does that make me crazy?
Yes.
Yeah.
Or a genius?
No, yeah, that makes you crazy.
And unmotivated. Get another job that you don't want to poke your eyes out.
Poke yourself in the eye.
They're broken.
Oh, my gosh.
I drain and wash my chicken noodle soup before I eat it because who wants dirty noodles? Then I just add plain water. Does that make me crazy? Maybe a clean freak?
Why don't you just boil some noodles?
You got to clean them before, apparently. Do you clean your noodles before? Your pasta? Is that what we're supposed to do?
No, but the only thing about when you open a can of chicken soup and there's that layer of fat sometimes.
Yeah, it's gross.
That's probably what's grossing her out.
Yeah,
I don't know.
The boiling will definitely get rid of all that.
# clean your noodle.
Yeah, clean that noodle. Nobody wanted a dirty noodle. From the phones here, let's go to Nicole.
All right.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi.
All right, let's figure out if you're crazy or not. What you got for us?
Okay, so I have a terrible fear of straws. I still use them, but I get like really anxious every time I do. I worry that like if I'm out at a restaurant or something, somebody's just going to hit my head hard enough, and it's just going to take the exact moment to just go right through my pupil.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, one word of warning, watch it in Mexico, because some places in Mexico have extremely...
Okay, why are you going to make it worse?
Long straws. I mean, I'm serious.
She's already upset enough, Al. You're making it worse.
Just telling her to be careful.
Yeah, the long straws definitely poke you in the eye sometimes.
Yeah.
I just found out...
Thank you for your advice.
Yeah.
Apparently, as dudes, we're not supposed to drink with straws in our drinks, Al.
You didn't know that?
No.
This?
It's a chick thing.
Some guys at the bar.
Dudes don't use straws.
They looked at me all weird because I had a straw in my drink. So
what were you drinking?
Vodka water.
I drink with straw all the time.
I always commented on your straw usage.
Yeah, but I didn't know you knew what you were talking about.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
I drink with straw all the time, dude.
That's fine.
I don't really care.
Right?
I just remember guys in college being like, guys don't use straws. I don't get
it. Well, not
with
beer.
With beer,
but,
you don't.
But yeah,
like,
not with
drink.
Beer. But
you should go to a bar and drink through a straw your beer and see what people say. That's funny. Just see what happens.
And I get one of those twirly straws, the ones that loops
around.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't know that was weird. Nicole, yeah, you're crazy, though.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
You drink with those straws, please. What's up, Braxton?
Hey, so I've been wondering this for a long time, and I'm glad you guys are doing this.
Okay.
My wife says it makes me crazy, but I've never been brave enough to ask anybody else.
Okay.
Okay.
When I sit on the throne, if you know what I mean,
mm-hmm.
the John, the toilet.
Yeah,
we know.
Okay, I fold my toilet paper nice and neatly, like OCD, like in my lap before I use it, and I like pre-measure the amount.
How many sheets?
Is it? There's usually two on each leg. I lay it on my leg.
Yeah.
Nice and neat. And it's like laid out very neatly. And the more I say it out loud, the more I think.
That's a little weird, yeah. You're saving a lot of paper.
You even know it. You know it as you're talking. You know you're crazy.
You are slightly crazy, but you know what? You're going to save a lot of money, and you're not a crumpler.
Yeah,
because we had this conversation before where some people fold it up like you, Braxton.
We've had a huge conversation about that.
Water fold.
I'm a folder myself. I don't sit there and fold it prior to, you know.
But you don't measure exact on your thighs. And pardon the pun, it makes them a little anal.
I've always thought it. Yeah, no pun intended there. I just think it saves time, you know what I mean? But
it does.
Maybe I'm just crazy.
Yeah, what else are you going to be? I just get on my phone.
You know what would really save time? If you did it like the night before.
That's a good idea, and just like have it pre-stacked.
Yeah, the pre-stacked toilet paper. Yeah.
Then you're super crazy, Braxton.
That's being prepared, though.
Yeah, I'm going to say prepared, slight crazy.
Yeah, you're a little crazy, dog, but it's different. I've never heard that one. We've been doing this for years. I've never heard that one.
But who was a folder on the show? I was a folder. Al, were you a crumpler?
I'm about half and half. I fold a little bit. I water a little bit.
Kelly was
crumple.
Water.
Yeah, water, crumple, whatever.
And Jenna, were you a water as well?
I'm sorry. I don't talk about this kind of thing.
We did a whole show on it.
I know. I revealed what I did then.
I think you wrapped it around your hand.
Yeah, she's a hand wrapper.
Yeah.
Yeah. That one's weird.
I use like a whole roll for a pee.
Yeah, Jenna's crazier than Braxton.
Yeah.
How is that crazier than I wrap around my hand? A lot of people do it differently.
It's like you do a huge Q-tip on your hand.
I take it off my hand.
Yeah. It's weird.
I don't leave it on my hand.
Thanks, Braxton.
Yeah. Try that pre-folding, though, the night before.
I love that.
That's smart, Al. And what's he going to do then? He's just going to
sit there, not doing
anything. Hi, Sandra.
Hey.
All right, let's figure it out. Are you crazy or not?
Well, in the springtime, I leave little random gifts in the pockets of my coat, like money or lip gloss or bubble gum.
Uh-huh.
And then by the time fall rolls around, I've forgotten about it because I can't remember anything. And I look in the pocket of my coat, and I found a new bottle of, like, nail polish, and I'm like, oh, it's a surprise.
I love that.
That's cute.
Yay.
That's cute.
Because there is nothing like finding a $20 bill you forgot you stuck in there.
Right.
But she does it on purpose to make herself happy.
I love that. Forgetful.
Sandra.
What's coming up this fall, Sandra?
I don't know. I'm excited to find out. I haven't worn a coat yet.
You should start putting little notes that say, to future Sandra.
That's a great idea.
Put a date on the dollar
bill. I never find anything better than a dog poop bag.
Right.
Yeah.
What?
I want to do what Sandra does. We should all start.
A plastic bag.
It's going to be used, Al. It's just a plastic bag.
Okay.
Gosh.
What? Ow.
You thought she literally stuffed poop in there?
He's still going for that hilarious moment.
Well, sometimes like if I am walking my dog and I have nowhere to put the poop bag, I have to use.
I'll put it in your pocket?
Well,
I
just hold it or put it in the back of my truck, like in the bed of my truck.
And then you let it fly out?
No, it's not going to fly out.
Yeah, it will. Wind causes things to lift up and fly. It's not that heavy. Yeah. It's a dog.
I've had one for like a year. It didn't fall out.
You carry poop in your truck for a year?
I forgot about it, yeah.
Ew, that makes you disgusting.
Sandra, you're not crazy, but Al is disgusting. So thank you for getting us into that. Have a wonderful day.
Yeah, I'm sorry that I...
Man.
My fault.
Ow, Mac. That's gross.
That's not on purpose.
I just have those plastic ones, not full, but they'll come out of my pocket in random places.
Okay.
It's so embarrassing. It's like a doggy...
It's for my dog.
Hi, Ashton.
Good morning.
Good morning. Do you have one that has to do with the fidget?
Yeah, so I always have to have my hands doing something, fidgeting or something. And if I don't have something to fidget with, I rock forward and backwards.
Oh.
That's more OCD, right?
I wonder if you have that restless leg thing that JC...
You can't just sit still?
I don't know. I think it's like a nervous tick.
Yeah.
I'm not entirely sure. My wife called me crazy, and it's gotten to the point that my oldest son is starting to do it.
Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah, you have restless restless body syndrome, basically.
Yeah. Something to that nature.
You keep doing it, though.
No.
You got to get rid of that
energy.
You got to get rid of it. From the text, not crazy, by the way. I feel you on that. From the text, I eat with my eyes closed because I heard from a friend that a blind guy told him that the taste buds are more powerful that way.
Yeah.
Does that make me crazy?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, because I like looking for hairs.
Yeah.
I like just looking for things right before it enters my mouth.
Yeah.
Like, nope, nope.
See, I'd rather not know.
There's something. Nope, not putting that in.
Because if you think about it, what's a hair going to do in your salad or
nothing?
Is it my hair? I don't like strange hair. I don't even like my own loose hair, long hair. I can tell that it's mine, though, because it's like 3 feet long. I don't like when it's some tiny blonde hair in there. I'm just saying because that is so not my hair. But where did that hair come from?
That is smart, though, because if you do close your eyes, music sounds better.
Sure.
According to this person, food tastes better.
Well, sure, I'll try that.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever tried it.
What if we opened up a restaurant where you eat in the dark?
They have those.
Oh, they
have
do.
Those.
Dang it.
There's a whole TV show on
there
that.
There
is? Yeah.
I didn't know either, JC. It's all good.
Where do they show this?
I was invited to one of the first ones when it popped up here.
Really?
I didn't do it, though. I just didn't. I don't like being out of control like that.
Yeah.
You don't know what people are doing when you're.
There was even a CSI
see.
Where someone got murdered
in the dark
restaurant.
No,
mm-hmm.
Not doing that.
Yeah, I mean, but
it's not a hair issue. It's just like a control issue.
Yeah.
I don't like, I'm not at your mercy. No, don't like that.
Do they have blind people serving you at this place?
Why?
They could.
Because they're the only ones that know how to maneuver
could,
in the dark.
Yeah.
They know how to work
them. They wear the, in the
night
dark,
vision.
Night vision.
So they look like Team Seals, the
well,
Seals?
I mean, that's discriminatory. They should let blind people work there.
Why not? I wonder where our boy Blind Ken's up to.
Hey, Blind Ken, give us a call.
Yeah, we want to
know. Last time
Hope
we talked to him,
Ken.
He sounded sad, and he said he wasn't.
Yeah. Maybe he was tired. Hi, Sydney.
Hello.
So you have a phobia, huh?
I do. A really embarrassing one.
What is it?
Talk to us.
I have a horrible fear of fish.
Really?
Dead fish or live fish?
It doesn't really matter.
So even looking at a photo?
It makes me really uncomfortable, like nightmares.
What would you do if you went to one of those pedicure places where the fish eat your dead skin off your feet?
It makes me panic just to think about it.
Yeah, right?
Did you have a bad in the ocean.
Did you have a bad experience with fish at some point?
Not really. It just kind of happened.
Are you afraid of sharks?
Not really. Just the little ones.
Oh, okay. So you don't have like a fish aquarium or do you think that would
rid
you
no,
of the...
I can't go in aquariums.
Wow.
Have you ever tried exposure therapy?
Oh, no, I couldn't do it. I have panic attacks when I'm around fish.
Mm, I get it.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Can you eat goldfish?
Nice, yeah.
Crackers, yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, I just can't be around, like, a fish in general.
That's
like,
actually alive and swimming around.
Yeah, well, even dead ones.
Oh, yeah, you're crazy. Even dead, because the dead ones aren't going to do anything.
Curl up.
Except stank.
Yeah,
yeah they do
slimy.
Stank, man.
Huh.
Fish are gross.
Very
unusual. I'm on the fence about this. I'm going to go with crazy, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Me too.
Yeah.
I'm Team Kelly.
Thanks.
Sure.
Fish are gross, though. It's just, I've gone fishing a couple times. I didn't catch anything, but other people did, and they're just weird.
They eat other fish.
What's that?
Fish eat fish.
Yeah, I know the fish
eat fish.
But they just, they feel slimy and they smell weird.
You guys, I feel like I've been overdosing.
On fish?
Yeah.
Too much
I've never
mercury.
In my life eaten so much fish. I've eaten fish like, on the daily.
You can OD on the fish.
Can I?
Probably.
Especially that tuna, right?
Yeah. You get mercury poisoning.
Sushi, right?
But I've been eating it every day.
Yeah, you might want to get some chicken also.
I don't know what's going on. I know, but for the first time ever, I normally get real fished out, and I've been really into it.
Melissa?
Yes?
So you don't put something in your cereal that most of us put in there. Why?
I can't have milk in my cereal.
Why?
You can have milk in it?
No, I have to, like, eat a spoon of cereal and, like, a shot of milk.
So you do...
Like, I can't...
God.
You can't mix
can't
the two.
Because you don't like it soggy, right?
Yeah, I can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
But then you don't get the cereal milk, and that's the best.
Mm, oh, yeah.
Yeah,
no, no.
At the end of the bowl.
Oh, Lucky Charms has the best ones when you let the marshmallows last the longest.
That's crazy. That is crazy.
Well, I had a friend who would leave, like, her Captain Crunch in her milk... And, like, go get ready for school and then eat her food. And it, like, freaked me out. And, like,
yeah.
Well, there's a reason behind that, because Cap'n Crunch will tear up the roof of your mouth.
You need milk
for
that.
You have to let it get soggy.
Yeah.
No, you can't.
I love soggy cereal. I love soggy cereal.
No, I don't. My dream cereal is like doing like a little bit of milk with a little bit of cereal and then adding more milk and adding more cereal so it stays crunchy.
I like it both ways, but I can get down with some soggy cereal.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Soggy. Oh.
Yeah.
Can we get
and have you seen they have the cinnamon frosted flakes now? Have you tried the cinnamon frosted flakes?
I haven't tried them yet.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch better.
Yeah. But into the milk and then you drink it afterwards.
Do you put like water in your cereal maybe? Is that okay?
No.
Or cereal and water?
Some people do. I knew some kids with lactose problems. They had to do water or orange juice on their cereal.
Oh, I would try orange juice with the right cereal.
Maybe some Kool-Aid.
Yeah, you're crazy. Get it soggy.
They have so many milk alternatives now, you guys. I went grocery shopping yesterday. Oh my gosh.
What
all
up, Zach?
All sorts of milks.
Cereal beer.
Zach's on the phone with us right
Burial.
Now.
Burial. Yeah. What's up, Zach?
What up, Zach?
Zach might be, is he crazy or romantic? Uh-huh. Go ahead, Zach.
All right, I'm driving a little over 500 miles to see about a girl.
to see about a girl?
What do you mean see?
He's Goodwill Hunting. He's like, Goodwill Hunting.
And the, is she affected by the storms or something?
No, nope, nothing. It's just the circumstances led for it to work. We kind of have a history, right? And we haven't talked for a while, but we reconnected recently. And like I said, circumstances allowed for me to go do it. So I'm going out on a limb.
I love that. What do you do when you see about a girl?
I don't know. We're going to a trivia. Bar trivia for sure. I know we're doing that, and we'll see what else happens. I'm pretty good at trivia, so I think I'll probably win her over.
Yeah. Oh, girls love a smart boy. Yes.
Hey, what's the grand prize for trivia?
I believe it's her heart.
Oh, look at this stud.
So romantic.
Hey, when's the last time you saw her, Zach? How long ago again?
Oh man, it's probably been about 4 years, 5 years.
Taking a chance on love.
It's like The Notebook.
I love it.
You're going to cry.
Does she know you're so excited? Does she know you're coming?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, good. Yeah, you're not crazy, dude.
Please let us know how it goes. Yeah,
when are you going to actually see her?
Later tonight. I started driving early this morning. Driving up there. I'll see you tonight.
Okay, hold on. One more question. Are you wearing a diaper?
No, I am not.
You're stopping.
Okay, so he's stopping. He's not that crazy.
Not crazy. You are romantic, and I want you to call back tomorrow and let us know how it goes tonight. Hopefully, you can call back with her.
Yep.
I love that he's going to see about a girl. That is the sweetest thing ever.
Zach, is that cool?
I'm glad I got you guys rooting for me.
Oh, for sure, man.
Absolutely.
In fact, we'll get your phone number here. Yeah. Are you planning on getting the smooch tonight, or are you going to play it cool?
I think I'm going to play it cool, but we'll see.
All right.
Yeah. Play it cool. Just let it play out naturally.
But if she's giving you the eyes, you got to.
Right, of course.
Yeah, I feel you on that.
Or you don't do it and make her want more.
Yeah, but he's driving 500 miles.
You could for the drive kiss. 500 miles, just see her tonight.
That's right. That's what he's doing.
Is that Vanessa Carlton over there?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, wow.
I can't believe he knows that and didn't get the Goodwill Hunting reference.
All right, Zach, hold on. We're going to get your phone number. What about I would walk 500 miles?
Well, it doesn't matter. He's driving. He's
driving.
Making it apropos.
What a stud.
I am so excited.
That's a very cool story.
Yeah, we're going to do a little follow-up.
I could have gone with that, but
he's driving like Kelly said. Hi, Chastity.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. What do you have a phobia of?
Okay, so anything below the ankle, from your ankle to the tip of your toes, absolutely cannot touch me, and I really prefer to not even see it.
Like toenails and stuff?
Ugh, yes.
I kept getting embarrassed when I got my massage in Mexico because I forgot to trim my toenails and I could feel them scratching on the lady.
Yes, ma'am.
That would gross you out.
I know.
I can get a pedicure, but I would never be able, like my boyfriend jokes around, he's a diesel mechanic, and he's like, rub my feet hurt. And I just look at that, I just look at him like you're freaking crazy.
What if your feet touch in bed?
No, he has to wear socks.
No!
Oh, no, Chastity!
Okay, you're crazy.
You're crazy. You want your man wearing socks in bed.
You had us until socks in bed.
Chastity.
Ew.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with a little toe jam, girl. Let it air out a little bit. Come on.
Oh, man.
I'd scream if those socks touched me.
That's crazy. That's a little crazy.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever worn socks in bed, except for my moisturizing socks, but that's different.
Oh, my God. Tell us more.
Your moisturizing
socks? You never had moisturizing socks?
Sure, but you're a guy, and that's weird.
Oh. Well, that's how you get the soft feet, so you don't have those rough bottoms of the feet. I don't know.
A pedicure gets the job done.
Not for me, man.
Yeah, no,
I can't sleep in the socks, period.
They drive me nuts, but Yeah, my husband does nothing to his feet, and they are smooth as baby bottom. I exfoliate. I get that petty egg out, and he's like, it sounds like you're sawing wood in there. I'm like, I'm constantly working on my feet, and they're still awful.
Gross.
I do everything. My heel is splitting right now. It's so painful.
It's your shoes. Splitting?
It's my heel is splitting, and I do everything. I think
it's your shoes, because I've been wearing sneakers all the time, mine have been fine.
That's why men's feet have been so much better, because they wear more clothes.
They wear sneakers.
Do you want to feel?
I wear nothing but sandals.
Jenna, do you want to feel this? The foot?
Should I? I mean, I believe you. You want to have a soft off?
Who
would have softer feet?
I don't know. I just got a petty, though.
Not me.
All right, we're about to do something we've never done before on the show. We need a random person.
Who's
going to
touch it? Because Jenna and I are going to have a soft off.
We need a random person from the back.
Justin will do it, maybe.
Justin,
well,
come
Justin's
in.
Justin's going to pick you because he has a crush on
you. He doesn't know. Justin,
he's not biased.
And rub everybody's feet.
Well, we get Justin in here. Let's. All right, you're going to touch Jenna's feet first. Okay. And we're going to find out who has the softest feet.
All right, let's see. Let's get a good. Okay, they're a little moist.
Mine are probably a little moist.
Yeah, look at a little pink. Is that, what is this little paper down right there?
Oh, I got new shoes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, new tissue paper? That's what it is.
I got new white boots.
Ew!
What?
Did I win?
It was grimy.
I stepped on the bottom.
That was JC's.
Okay, Big Al, let's see.
All right.
Look, that's a big one.
Yeah.
That sounded like sandpaper, dude.
Oh, yeah, it did. A little rough exfoliate. Right. Let's get Kelly.
All right, go ahead.
Oh, honey, no.
Yeah, let's see Kelly's foot.
It's like my heel is splitting. My heel is splitting right there.
Hey, Kelly's got the softest feet in the
office.
What? My instep.
See, that's because I haven't done it.
She goes,
but you didn't see my heel, though. My heel is splitting. Feel that.
Oh, that's
my heel's
rough.
So soft.
Is that the rough part?
Oh, okay. My heel is splitting.
Can I get another feel? Because I don't feel like
my
I got the right
so
one.
My heel's so soft.
No.
Yeah. So Kelly,
he felt my instep. See, I have a high arch.
Oh, I got you.
Oh, my heel.
My
soft.
Arch never touches anything.
I also got a little nervous, so I think my foot started sweating.
Wait, y'all feel mine?
No, man, I'm good.
No. Whoa, dude.
Wow.
Yeah, I got soft feet.
Justin seriously has really soft feet.
I lotion.
Yeah, you got to do the moisturizing.
You're flexible, too.
Can I have my sheet back that you stole with your toe?
Justin did the splits.
Yeah, he did.
Y'all do mine.
Yeah. By the way, Justin posted a picture of him with his dad at the Cowboy game. His dad's a cool dude, man.
Really?
Cool G. Hey, Sam.
Hey.
Welcome to Does That Make Me Crazy? We just got done with our soft off, which Kelly won.
Well, I repackage generics and put them in brand name packages. Like, I've taken Revlon makeup and put it in Estee Lauder bottle, or taken Great Value Rice and put it in Minute Rice packages.
Just to make you.
Nah, you know what we used to do in college? We used to put the cheap vodka in the Grey Goose bottle.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that, you're just being smart, is what you're doing. Yeah.
Who are you trying to fool? Yourself? Yeah. It makes you feel better? Or?
I guess so.
Yeah.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my girl. Right. Hey, you're living the high life without paying the high prizes.
You're balling on a budget, I believe, is what they call that.
That's all
that.
Balling on a budget. Does That Make Me Crazy? Make sure if you come at us with Does That Make Me Crazy, hashtag us so we can see you or write us at Kid Nation.
That was the first ever foot off.
Soft off.
We had a soft off. Did you and Demi Lovato have a soft off, Jenna?
We had a compliment off.
Compliment off.
I won. I complimented more.
We can count all the compliments Jenna gives Demi Lovato when we hear that interview next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show. Up, soft off, you ain't had nothing softer.
Break it, then you buy it, and it's sure gonna cost you. Have you heard this song yet? If you haven't,
love it.
That's Kelly Clarkson.
Shocking, right?
I love this song.
I love that, yeah.
The little attitude. Look at that beat, too. We're going to talk to Kelly Clarkson tomorrow around this time. She's going to be hitting us up. We'll see what she's been up to the last couple years. I'm sure being a mommy is most of what she's been doing.
Yeah, for sure.
And then we got to ask her about why Justin Guarini was able to be in that movie with her, because we were talking about that yesterday. It was supposed to be just the winner of American Idol. She's the first ever American Idol winner. And that show's actually coming back pretty soon. Do they have the judges yet, by the way?
I haven't heard.
All I've heard is Katie.
And was she doing The Voice? Did Kelly Clarkson do The Voice?
She signed on for The Voice.
Yes. And that's coming back soon.
She and Jennifer Hudson.
So Kelly Clarkson tomorrow at this time. Excited about that. And then around 7:05, 7:10 Central tomorrow morning, we'll have a kids reveal.
Oh, cool.
And it's one I did, and I it choked me up a little bit.
Really?
Because I haven't had this reaction from a kid before.
Mm. Kids reveal is when we let the family know that they're actually going to be able to take their child to Disney World with our charity.
And we do that trip every year. Now we do two trips because we have a teen trip as well. But we the regular trip we take is in November, and we take about 50 to 53 families, not just the kids, but their mom, their dad, and their siblings, so that they could all hang out in Disney World for a few days and everything's taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
And since we're revealing the Kids Kids families already, that means Kids Kids Day is around the corner. And that's the one day we ask you to help us out and raise money for the trip. And we only do that once a year.
Yeah.
It's only one show that we try to raise the money, and hopefully you can make that happen again like you always do, Kid Nation. So we'll keep you posted on that.
Got it.
But you'll hear that reveal tomorrow, and it was super sweet. Really sweet. I got a reaction I'd never had from a kid before.
Cool.
But Jenna Owens, busy weekend after we got back from Mexico.
Cool name there. Yeah, I got up the next morning after we landed, and I had found out Demi Lovato was going to be right down the street.
Yeah.
And she was doing a little meet and greet just for her new clothing line at Fabletics, and I got the chance to go out to this red carpet and interview her, and they said, only talk to her about the workout clothes.
Oh, no,
and
no.
And some music if you want.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
And you have 3 minutes. And I'm like, ooh.
Oh,
there's so much. I had so much I wanted to talk to her about because it is about working out.
Yeah.
And so I got to wear workout clothes. I wanted to talk to her about fitness. I wanted to talk to her about body confidence. But then it started off with a lot of compliments and I didn't get that many questions out. So I'm just going to apologize in advance. And I don't even really want to listen because I feel like, oh, I think I just complimented her. I've never done that before in an interview.
Well, look.
I realize how much I love her, though, and there's just so much I wanted to say to her because I really think she sets a great example, and I love that she's so honest.
Mm-hmm.
Out of all these young female pop stars, mm-hmm. she's always been so candid and honest about her struggles with body image and all sorts of things, really, things she's gone through, and I love that. Yeah. I love that she's so honest.
Well, she's a champion now. I mean,
yeah.
She came out of it. We've known Demi since she was 12 when she sang
something like
outside
that, yeah.
here.
Yeah.
And then I believe I got to interview her at the fair when she was 15. Just getting she was on the Disney Channel, just getting her name out there. And now look at her worldwide fame. Let's hear how Jenna did on the red carpet with Demi Lovato.
How are you, Demi?
Good to see you.
Hey, good to see you, too.
How's it going? Good, you look so beautiful.
Oh, my gosh, you look beautiful. Here, can I step over? Do you mind?
Yeah.
Well, congratulations on all the things.
Thank you.
You're everywhere lately.
Thank you.
By the way, I have to say, how cool to have your own workout line.
It's really cool.
I'm so excited for you because it's like a dream of mine, too. You and I are the same when it comes to like mental health and wellness.
Oh, awesome.
And we've never really gotten to speak about that, but I look up to you and I love what you do.
Thank
you. So, how Thanks. Cool to have your own workout clothes, too.
Yeah, it's really cool.
What do you love the most in terms of a workout outfit?
I love being able to wear it inside the gym and outside. So being comfortable is really important whenever you're working out. You want to feel confident. You want to feel good about yourself, you know. And Fabletics has really cute clothes, so in case you run into a cutie at the gym, you know.
Right.
You look good.
And I won't have crotch sweat.
Won't have crotch sweat.
That's like my biggest issue.
Yeah.
And the fight, singing the anthem at the fight. I was so excited for you because I box as well. Congrats on the blue belt.
Thank you.
In jiu-jitsu.
Thank you.
That's awesome. And I saw in your Instagram posted, Floyd really asked you to sing at the fight.
Yes. I met him, and the very first time that I met him was at a party like several months ago, and he looked at me and he goes, I want you to sing the national anthem. And I was like, oh, okay, like that would be amazing. So
I have like secondhand nervousness for you.
So
and so when you look flawless and then that camera's up in your face.
Thank
and
you.
I know you've done so many big things, but are you nervous in a moment before you walk out there and do that?
Absolutely. I was so nervous, and I was actually holding the microphone and I was shaking so much I had to hold it with both hands.
Do you do like a pep talk in the bathroom and look at yourself?
I just warm up. You know, I do what I normally do before I go on stage, and that's just warm up, say a little prayer, and go out there and do my best.
Well, in the new single, your voice is flawless.
Thank you.
I know we've heard you sing for so long, and I know you work with Linda Septi, and you still work
with
Linda all the time?
Yeah, I work with her sometimes whenever I'm in town or if I need her to help me out with, you know, like a vocal performance or something.
Well, we're so excited for the new album. And I know you're friends with Iggy. Is Iggy on the new album at all? Do you do
Iggy's
anything together?
She was on my last album, so we did get to work together on that. But no, I do have a collaboration on this album, which is really, really cool. I wish I could say it, but you'll find out soon.
What's the name of the song?
Lonely.
Lonely.
Yeah.
All right, September 29th, right?
September 29th.
Oh, cool. Okay. Well, thanks for talking to
us.
Yeah,
thank you.
Not
bad, Jenna.
No, not bad. Just quick.
Good job.
2 minutes and 27 seconds of goodness. Only I counted 8 compliments. Not bad.
I don't think that's a bad thing. Compliments.
Yeah, no, you got to compliment.
I was by the store where they had this interview later that day. The line was wrapped around the building, and I talked to some girls right after she left.
Yeah.
She can't meet everybody. People were showing up at 4 a.m. for, I believe, a 1 o'clock event. I believe it started at 1. 4 a.m.
Yeah, 4 a.m. And so some of them didn't even probably get to meet her. And, you know, she's so nice. They're like, we're going to do everything we can. She's going to be here for a few hours. But I don't know. I guess I got in that situation with her. And normally I'm so prepared when I'm interviewing someone. But with her, I feel like she's one of those people that I want to be friends with.
Yeah.
So then you just want to talk about things like, oh, I love this too. And I love this because everything she does, I really do love. And I have so many girly questions just about her style and her confidence. I'm like, no one's going to be interested in this. I just want to talk to her like she's my friend. I just want to go grab some food.
Yeah, right.
And talk. She's great, though. She's super nice.
Do you ever feel like, I wish they would just, after the interview, say, hey, let's go hang out after. And then you awkwardly stand there just waiting for that.
Yeah, like, I don't know.
Until their handler goes like, okay, now you're being creepy. Can you please move?
You're walking off and they say, wait.
There's so much going on sometimes, I think, that people don't see behind the scenes that's happening. Like, she has hair and makeup people messing and, you know, people pulling her in every direction. And this interview, I mean, I was on the red carpet with multiple people next to me. So it's like this, you know, one after another. There's just a lot going on for them.
She's got a good team. I actually went to college.
Team.
I went to college with her makeup artist. Like, we're actually pretty good friends.
I met her. That's what she said. Yeah, how cool for her. She gets to travel around with her.
And she's gotten pretty famous because of Demi. You know, just Demi always looks good. Gives her a little shout out.
Yeah.
And she's gotten quite the following just for being Demi Lovato's makeup artist.
I love Demi. She has lots of great things going on right now and a new album. I don't know who that duet's with. I wanted to I wonder if it's a girl.
Maybe she's not allowed to tell us. You know how they try to stay coy with that. But if you want to check out that interview, if you just tuned in, that was Demi Lovato with Jenna. We'll have that up at KidNation.com, including the video. There's pictures as well, so you could check out what sort of active wear they were wearing.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You guys looked right, though.
Yeah, we both had workout clothes on. It was great.
Both looking good.
Yeah.
And speaking of feeling good, how about we do a little Good News Tuesday? I was called it Feel Good Friday.
Yesterday was Don't Pick Monday, but today is Good News Tuesday.
We want to get back into the smiling, you know. We already let you do some bone pick yesterday. So now we want to hear the good that's going on in your life. Give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Good news only. It's got to make you feel good.
You got to start off with, I got good news.
Yeah, exactly like that. We'll take your good news next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show. I need some good.
Yeah, give us that good news, Kid Nation.
Yeah.
We want to hear what's going on in your world that's making you smile at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Tina wrote us, you guys, and said, I accidentally drank too much last night and threw up. Have good news, though.
Oh, okay.
No hangover at work today.
Way to go, Tina.
Yeah, you feel good, right?
Yeah, way to go, Tina.
It's one of those where you wake up and you open up one eye and you're like, am I going to feel like crap? No. Yeah. Awesome.
That's a great feeling. Yeah, that's a solid feeling. It's a night of a little, especially a week night of drinking.
Yeah, when you got to go to work
the next
day.
You got to work the next day, you wake up like, hey, you know what? I feel pretty good.
From the text as well, heading back to my dorm room listening to you guys because the one class I have today was canceled.
Woo! Good news! Good news!
I know we pay for our education in college, but man, when you show up to that classroom and there's that note on the door.
Yeah.
No class today.
Boom. Good news.
Except for those people that drive like 40 miles to get to school and that's the only thing they're going to.
Sucks. Yeah.
Yeah. But still, pretty nice not to have to go to class.
Yeah.
Let's go to the phones here. What's up, Jake?
What's up, man?
You.
All right. Why are you feeling good, buddy?
Well, I got my first ever new truck.
My man.
Yay. Yes.
And I also found out, I was listening to your show yesterday, about the secret buying, purchasing stuff.
Yeah.
Found out, I was like, man, my wife will never do that. She's, you know, she's good. I got a PayPal credit statement in the mail yesterday, and I got home from work.
Uh-oh. Uh-huh.
All that Roombas and office raffles that she said.
Uh-huh.
Nope. They were from PayPal credit.
Oh, no.
Office raffles.
Is that why you went out and bought a new truck?
I want it. I want it, baby. I want this Roomba.
Is the truck payback?
No, but I don't feel so guilty.
Yeah.
Well, I gotta ask, what kind of truck you get, man?
Chevy 2500.
My man. All right. Drive safe, okay?
Yeah, yeah. Hey, give other truck owners nods, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
You're in the club now.
That's what you do when you're in the truck.
I guess word of the wise is you're going to hide it. Go pay for this.
Right, yeah, you got to hide it for sure. A little bit better.
Yeah.
Jake, have fun out there in your truck, buddy.
Al, are you going to go drive the Chevy truck Facebook group now?
Yeah, I might just do, well, I have a Ford.
No, you have a Ford.
Well, it doesn't matter. You proved yesterday. It doesn't matter.
That's very
true. You can just join any club you want.
That's very true. I did join the Slingshot Club. Slingshot Club.
I have been looking for an F-150 club if there's one out there looking
for
new members.
I'm sure there is.
I know there
is. I'm sure there is.
I already have this other group that I'm in and we're like meeting up.
What is that?
The One Wheel Group.
Is there an actual organized group?
Yeah.
It's on Facebook?
But it's around the country.
Yeah.
And then we just send each other videos if we can't ride together. Like, oh, here's what I did today.
They're all 19,
gosh.
Kelly. They're all 19.
Yeah, we're all 19.
19 years old.
That's dang right. Just a bunch of young dudes trying to have a good time.
Yeah.
That's what we're trying to do.
You trying to pass for 19 now? Is that the joke?
Well, sometimes you got to go five under what you really are, you know?
19.
Five?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you sometimes just do it two
fine.
Or three times.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah, you got to go in there. That's what I'm saying. Sharina wrote us and said, I have good news, you guys. My boyfriend's son asked me last weekend if he can call me mom. He's 8
Aww.
Years old.
Oh.
That's some good
That's
news.
That's a big deal right there.
That's great news.
Where's mom, though?
Well, I mean, you know.
But sometimes the other parent might not be around.
Well,
if the child asks.
He's looking for her, you know? Yeah. It's the child that's asking.
I know, it's
hitting
a
little
spot.
Os clay to om hay.
It's a tough spot, here. You know?
I know, it's tough, but he asked, and she's happy.
I just don't know how I'd feel about that as a mother.
This is Good News Tuesday, Kelly. We're not turning
I know. I know.
The Kelly issue Saturday.
Yeah. Kelly over here trying to kill this.
No, I'm not trying to kill. I've got questions.
All right, back to Good News Tuesday.
All right, let's keep going here.
Yes.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi, it's actually Rochelle.
Oh, sorry, okay. Rochelle.
Hi, Rochelle.
Hi.
We forgot the R in your name. Sorry
That's
about
okay.
that.
That's okay. I get Rachel and Michelle all the time.
So what's the good news?
My husband is adopting our son tomorrow.
Aww.
Oh, yay.
Congratulations.
We're so excited. Thank you.
Now, how old is your new son?
He is 5.
5 years old.
Good deal.
Yeah.
That's a good time to get him. That's around, you didn't have to go through the terrible threes.
Well, he's been in his life since he was 2, so we still went through that.
Awesome. Congratulations, you guys.
Thank you.
Yep. And just a word to parents going through, it's not the terrible twos, it is the horrific threes.
Oh, they become three-nagers.
Three is the worst. They do come out of it. You don't think so, but they will.
Eventually.
4 is awesome.
My daughter just turned 4, and I think she's got some remaining
maybe
3.
Maybe she's just some delayed.
Yeah,
delayed
she's a little delayed
4.
On that.
Yeah.
Hi, Melissa.
Hi.
Welcome.
I have good news.
Yeah, yes. We want to hear those good news. Go ahead.
My sister and her family decided to do a diaper drive for victims of Hurricane Harvey, and they collected over 10,000 diapers.
Wow.
Whoa!
Awesome. That's
yes.
great
Not
news.
Boxes, individual diapers, but they're going to be driving them down next weekend. I'm so proud of them.
Nice. Awesome.
They're awesome. That's great that they did that.
Yeah.
When we did
our
drive.
Diapers are not cheap.
Diapers are expensive. Whew. And seeing how many people were bringing diapers down.
And you have to go through so many of them in just a day.
Yeah. Especially the younger the kid is.
Right.
You go through like 10 when they're.
Oh, hers were for kids. Okay.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
The gal's still looking for that funny.
He's trying.
Still looking for it.
I got to keep swinging the bat, JC.
Hey, you hit a home run at least once a day, sir. I'll give you that. Hey, what's up, Michael?
Hey, what's up, Big Al? I thought that was funny.
I made Michael laugh.
Michael's got your back.
What's up, Michael? Tell
us
some good news.
Hey, nothing much, guys. Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
Doing great. So you have some good news?
I do. Let's just say I won on a scratch-off ticket this morning.
What? How much did you win?
$10.
That's good. That's good.
Hey, spend it all on Kit Kats, too.
Oh, I love you, dog.
My man.
I love you.
And you know the jingle, JC. Give me a break.
Give me a break. Break me off a piece of that Kit Kat bar.
Oh,
that's
Michael
right.
Michael was in there.
Ooh, all right. Low.
How many did you buy, Michael?
Well, with tax and everything, I think I got 4.
Yeah?
I already
what
ate.
A rip.
So, no, wait a minute. How many scratch-offs did you buy to win the $10?
Oh, just one.
Just one.
Yeah.
Okay. Come on.
Good Michael's time. A winner, Al. All he needs all to right. buy is one.
Good deal.
Enjoy
good deal.
Them Kit Kats, Michael. That's awesome.
They taste better when they're free.
Yeah, they do. Right. Oh, so much better.
Everything does.
Everything tastes better when they're free. You know what's free?
What? Mm.
That trip we have to Vegas.
Oh.
Yeah. We're giving a trip to Vegas away next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
So you know how we told you we would fly you out to Vegas so you could try out that new Walking Dead experience that they have out there?
Yeah, yes! Man. You have to like run from the zombies.
Yeah, exactly. You have to escape. And we asked you, just send us in what your biggest fears are.
Okay.
And we're going to choose them at random. So it's not like the best ones win or anything like that. It's just everything's random. This is the one we picked out. It says, my biggest fear is the corners of any type of furniture, such as desks, tables, chairs, etc. I'm afraid that I'll accidentally trip and fall, and my eye will hit a corner.
Oh my gosh, that's I've had that panic before, right? In certain situations.
You guys, my eyes are very sensitive, and they genuinely hurt if I'm near any unprotected corner.
That's hilarious.
So to prevent this in my own home, I cover all the corners in the house with clay or putty to protect my eyes. That's from the very safe Brianna.
Oh, Brianna.
Hi, guys. What's up, Brianna?
Your biggest fear is the corner of furniture.
That's great.
That is hilarious.
It's actually not me. It's my boyfriend, but I heard about the contest and I told him, I was like, we have to enter this because it's so hilarious that he's afraid of this. Like, ever since I met him, like, I always saw him like covering it up like with his phone or something, like the corners, and I always thought it was weird. And then I was like, what are you doing? And then he was like, I'm scared that like I'm gonna fall off the couch and roll onto the corner and hit my eye. And I was like, we have to enter it.
So that's hilarious. You know, for Christmas you need to go to Babies R Us.
Yeah.
They sell these corner guards for babies. You should buy a whole bunch of them for him for Christmas.
Yeah, I need to do that.
And you need to go up to the Round furniture store also.
Yeah, go to the Round store. Yeah. Only round tables for Brianna and her boyfriend.
Right.
Get a round bed.
Well, Brianna, congratulations. You scored the trip. Here is Big Al Mac to tell you what you have won.
Brianna, you have won a trip for two to the ultimate Halloween weekend to experience Fear the Walking Dead Survival, Vegas' newest attraction based on the series. Now, I hope you're not busy the week before Halloween, because that's when you're going, October 27th through the 29th, okay?
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much.
Yeah, who's that other one?
Your boyfriend's scared. I can tell how scared he is.
Oh, hi, Mama.
Hi, Mama.
Hello. We're so excited. She was so excited to talk to y'all. She's about to cry.
Aww.
We love you guys.
Thank
love
you, so Mama. Much.
Well, your daughter dating a scaredy cat finally paid off, Mom.
Yeah.
All right, Brianna, what's your boyfriend's name?
James.
Oh, man.
You and James have fun out there in Vegas, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right, stay away from the corners of the tables because there's a lot of them out there in Vegas.
Yeah, they just got to go to the craps table because they're round.
Yeah, those are round.
Yeah.
Yeah, very safe, and they have the pad on them.
Yep.
All right. Hold on, Brianna. We'll get you all set up.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Don't forget, tomorrow around 7:10 Central, Kelly Clarkson joins the show.
The show begins!
She does sing that song.
She does.
She sure she does. Far better.
Yes.
And she also has that new song, too.
Love so soft to my head, nothing soft.
I love that song.
Yep.
So we'll chat with her. A little attitude-y on that song. Yeah, we dig it.
Soul right there. All right.
Attitude-y.
Rudy Tootie. Kelly.
Yes.
We can finally get to this.
Oh, good.
Oh, it's only taking us 2 days.
Yeah, right.
Well, we forgot about it yesterday,
I
Kelly.
I know. I forgot, too, until I got home last night. I'm like, what? We never talked about that.
I said the same thing.
I know.
I think a picture of you and Alan popped up on my timeline. I was like, oh, we forgot to mention this, because Kelly at the beginning of the show yesterday teased that something went on at the football game she went to.
Something Alan swore he would never do.
He would never do this.
Hello, I'm Alan.
Yes, he said, this has been an ongoing battle, and I've never caught him. I never tripped him up until this Sunday night. Alan has a problem with high-fiving me.
Just you.
He'll high-five anybody else.
High five!
But I am his wife.
So?
And that makes me a dude. apparently, or a guy. He just doesn't think that's appropriate for him to high-five me as his wife. That's his hang-up. I know a lot of couples do it, and that's their thing. They high-five each other. That's great. But he does not want to high-five me. I've tried to catch him, you know, like in a moment when he celebrates, and he's like, nope.
I'm not going to do it.
And he can't stand it when I say dude to him. But apparently, this is a big thing with men. A lot of men have the same. They don't like it.
Yeah.
Dude. I don't know why, but that's fine. I like dude every once in a while, because sometimes you earn it. Dude.
Yeah, dude.
So anyway.
Dude.
We were at the Cowboys game. We were very lucky to be invited to go to the game.
Were you in a suite?
I was in a suite.
Of course
you know
were.
How I roll Cowboy. When I Cowboy. Meet strangers. Literally, I met this man like a month ago. We at a bar. I told you this.
The
is the guy from the bar.
Oh, yeah. I like this guy.
I'm always late. Yeah, right? I'm always late for everything.
I like what this guy drives.
And I decided this time either I was going to end up being late or I could not do my errands and show up early. Ended up sitting at a bar by myself and met this man who's a very nice man, and he's single. I was like, I let him know I'm married and everything, and so I'm going to find you a woman. Anyway,
yeah.
So ends up he has a suite at the Cowboys game.
Did you bring him a woman for the game?
I didn't, but
somebody did?
He had a date, yeah. Oh. So anyway, Alan, we're sitting there, and we're like caught up in the suite moment.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they had free popcorn and cashews just laying out everywhere.
Oh, you know I like me some popcorn.
Alan and I were pigs.
Yeah.
We told this man, you're going to regret inviting us because we're going to eat everything. And we did. We just sat down with our own bottles and popcorns and cashews. And I guess he got caught up in the moment. It wasn't even that we scored. The Cowboys had a good play. He stood up, yay! And he turned around and he held up his hand and I went, yay! Before he could think about it, I high-fived him.
What was his reaction as soon as he realized,
he just high-fived
like,
his wife.
He sat down. I was like, I got you, dude. He said, no.
And you duded him?
I duded him.
Don't double.
Because I was trying to keep the moment going.
Yeah. No.
So but my husband and I was so like, I can't believe this just happened. I went on social media. I said, my husband just high-fived me. And he went on there and he said,
No, I didn't.
Yeah, let me stand up here and represent my man, Alan.
Him.
He held out his hand to high-five me, and I went for it.
Okay, so was your hand moving forward, and his hand was just standing there?
He was coming back down to sit down, and I was sitting down, and he went, yeah! Okay. And I went, yeah!
That's not high-five.
Kelly, you did not
defense wants to know. The defense wants to know, did his hand move forward at all when his hand touched your hand?
He held it up to high-five me.
No, but, Kelly.
I don't know, JC.
Thing.
I think this is a judgment call.
There's a thing called forward progress.
He held up to high-five me. I remember. I wasn't paying attention.
Perhaps my client was cheering with both hands up.
No, it was one. He turned around as he was sitting down and put his hand up to look at me and
maybe he had a question about the game and he was just merely holding his hand up
as
and
do
you
it.
Took
no.
that
yes.
as an opportunity no. to disobey your husband.
Why are you guys taking this away from her?
I don't know
have any kind of instant replay here.
He's going on social media saying there's no video evidence stuff. I said, well, why would you want to paint your wife as a liar?
It's not turning into a thing.
Why would you want to paint me as a liar? Why don't you just say
he's denying it.
Here's the thing, Kelly. You're not a liar.
I'm not a liar.
You high-fived him.
He high-fived me.
He held up his hand to high-five me. He
did not high-five
that. That's like you pursed up your lips and someone kisses you.
Yeah. Right.
You were asking for it.
Sometimes my lips get chapped and I just need to do that to feel it.
Right.
That doesn't mean come over here and kiss.
Y'all are not taking this away from me because I know what happened.
No, I don't think so, Kelly. I'm afraid I have to go ahead and agree with JC.
The Don Cheadle's law firm is representing Alan.
You high-fived your husband. Your husband did not high-five you.
We're going to have to take that high-five away.
Right?
No.
That's what we're going to have to do.
Just
we're going to ask.
He held his hand up in the air. Doesn't mean.
Kelly, how does it make you feel that everyone is making you out to be a liar?
I'm not a liar. I know what happened.
You misinterpreted.
And I stand in my truth.
She's excited. Why
I stand
is
in
everyone
my truth.
Upset?
You misinterpreted
that's,
the facts.
That's the thing is I stand in my truth.
Yeah, that's your truth. But Alan's truth is
Alan's
different.
Truth is a lie because he knows what happened.
Alan will be defending himself in this week's podcast, I hear.
Yeah.
He can if he. We haven't recorded it yet.
Yeah.
No, that's. Oh, man. I'm sorry, Kelly.
He's got a lot of defending to do, doesn't he?
That's what he posted on the social.
He's got to defend the high five. He's got to defend the slingshot. He's got a lot of defending to do.
Yeah. That's what we do. We're guys. Yeah. We're constantly defending ourselves.
We're defensive players.
It's the Kid Kraddick Morning Show.